The strength of waiting on the Lord. Have you ever thought about that waiting on the Lord is going to give you some strength? That's what this message is about. So I was reading this scripture. It's in Isaiah, so 40 and 31. And when I did, this thought came to me. I think it's good if we read it first. The strength of waiting on the Lord.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
So we want to think about waiting on the Lord and what it's going to do for us. How it's going to help us to wait on the Lord. Many times we may want to do something, so to speak. For example, we may want to go somewhere. And, you know, our natural person, ourselves, we want to just, if we want to do it, we're going to try to find a way to do it. But there are times when the Lord wants us to just wait on Him. Wait on Him to direct our lives. Wait on Him to show us the right way to do and what to do and what not to do. And sometimes if we just do our own thing without waiting on the Lord, we can get into big trouble. Or sometimes we miss the blessing that the Lord has for us. This scripture said, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, many people probably have requests before the Lord, things that they want to see God work for them and do. But it is a blessing when we wait on Him and not just try to take things in our own hands. Let's go to Lamentations and read chapter 3, verses 24 to 26. So, in order to wait on the Lord, we have to learn how to just be patient. You know, a lot of times, children and babies, when they want something, they want it right now. Grown people are like that, too.
Lamentations what?
Third chapter, 24th verse to the 26th verse. Just a minute. But we can't always have things just when we want it. We have to learn patience. We have to learn to steel ourselves. And especially when things are not going the way we think they are.
The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I will hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait on Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord.
Do you hear that? It says it's good for a man to both what?
Quietly wait
for the salvation of the Lord. If you remember the story of the Hebrew children, how God took them from, delivered them from Egypt. And then they came to the Red Sea. And when they came to the Red Sea, the Egyptians were behind them. They were trying to follow them. They wanted to get them back into Egypt. So they had the Egyptians behind them. They had the Red Sea in front of them. And they were very upset. They were distressed. What are we going to do? Did you bring us out here to die in this wilderness and all? But God wanted them to calm their spirit and wait on him. And of course, we see that he did deliver them. And he will deliver us if we will have patience to wait on him. But it's going to take a calmness. He wants us to calm our spirit. Sometimes our spirit gets all upset, especially when things are not going so good. There's a scripture, I think, in that same Exodus. Well, I don't know if it's Exodus, Genesis, but it's where he told them, be still. Moses had to quiet the people because they were all upset. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Wait on me. I'll work your problems out. Don't just try to go ahead of me and do this or do that. Sometimes when people are maybe upset and you think, well, I can fix this. I know what to tell them. But sometimes we don't know what to tell them. Sometimes the very thing that we say will make things worse, not better. So God wants us to calm our spirit and wait on him and let him direct us whether to say anything or not or what to say. So we want to be able to just be calm and be still before the Lord. Let's go to Psalms 40:1.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry. You have some ambitions, some things you want to accomplish? Wait on the Lord. Don't go ahead of him. If you wait patiently, he will incline his ear unto us. I was thinking this morning, I woke up with a lot of some things were just bombarding me. I was feeling just really bad. Then I looked at the scripture for the day in my Bible app, and it says, nothing is impossible. With God, nothing. All things are possible, I think it said. But it was just an answer to what was bothering me. God is a God of mercy. He's a God of power. He's a God of strength. And he will help us if we'll just wait on him. If we just get all upset and go doing things, we'll mess up a lot of stuff. But if we can just wait patiently, like in Psalms, he said, for the Lord, he will hear us. He's going to answer our cry. If we live for him, he will answer us. He will do what we desire and what we need. One scripture says, the desires of the righteous shall be granted. If your heart is right and you have given your heart to God, he will give you the desires of your heart according to his will. But he will do that. But we have to be patient with him. Jeremiah 47:6. Do we know how to be patient? Do we know how to be quiet when everybody is all upset? It doesn't help to get upset when other people are upset. If we allow ourselves to get upset, the situation gets worse. Somebody needs to get quiet. Somebody needs to be patient, right?
Oh, thou sword of the Lord, how long will it be ere thou be quiet? Put up thyself into thy scabbard, rest and be still.
That's what we want to learn when everything's going bad, to be still, to rest, to get quiet before the Lord. If people are arguing, God's not in that. Did you know God is not in arguments back and forth and all that? He's not in that. But he is in peace and quietness. So when other people are arguing and you try to argue back, it just gets worse and worse and worse. So instead of arguing back, somebody get quiet. It said put that, what was it in your, put up, it's like you got a, like if this is a sword, for instance. I'm going to get you back, right? This, you saying that to me, I'm getting you, right? But in the scriptures, talking about put it up. Didn't Jesus tell Peter what he tell him to do? Put up his sword. He thought he was going to help Jesus out. He cut off the high priest's servant's ear with the sword. And Jesus told him to put that sword up. He that lives by the sword dies by the sword. Put it up and be still and be quiet. All right, Psalms 46 and 10.
Psalm 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted on the earth.
Be still and know that I am God. Do you know, no matter how bad things look, God is still God. And he's still able. So be still. Don't fight. Don't argue. Don't put things in your hand. Just quiet your spirit and be still. And know that I am God. God is God Almighty. He'll take care of things. If we love him, he will take our part. You know, I have a great encouragement when I think about that the Lord cares for his own. And when it seemed like no one else cared, God cares. He said, be still and know that I am God. I'm the one. I'm the high authority. I'm the one with all the power. I'm the one that can do something about your problems. Be still and know that I'm God. Sometimes when things are not going in our favor, they're not going right, they're going terrible, we can get anxious and we can get upset. But the Lord doesn't want us to get upset. And we can try to take things in our own hands. I said this a while ago, and mess a whole lot of things up. I was thinking about Saul, King Saul. God gave Saul a kingdom. He was the ruler. But he messed up. And one of the first things, not the only thing, but one of the first mistakes he made was he couldn't wait. He just, instead of waiting on the Lord, he took things in his own hands. He was seeing, it was looking like he was going to be overtaken by these people, the Philistines. And his people were nervous. And they were beginning to back off from him. And so in that, he got, you know, anxious. And there was the prophet Samuel that had a certain responsibility. Kings weren't responsible to offer sacrifices. But if he had waited on Samuel, Samuel would have offered the sacrifice to God for his help. But he got anxious. And he took things in his own hand. He made a big mistake. We're going to read about that. It's found in 1 Samuel 13, and we're going to read 5 to 14. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to let ourselves just can't. I can't wait, Lord. I've been waiting all this time. I got to do something. And do something, make a big mistake. But if we wait on the Lord, he'll direct us and he'll show us what to do and what not to do. 1 Samuel 13, and read 5 to 14. And let's all pay attention to what happened here. 1 Samuel
13. Gathered themselves together to fight with Israel. 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up at Pitch in Michmash, eastward of Beth-Aven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, while the people were distressed, and the people did hide themselves in caves and in thickets and in rocks and in high places and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and the people followed him trembling.
Okay, stop just a minute. So you see, look like all these people are come against us. And they and the Israelites were afraid. The people that Saul was king over, they got afraid and they started hiding themselves and all this. And so here's the king, and his people are afraid, and they are he's losing them. And so watch and see what he does. Instead of waiting on the Lord, he takes matters in his hand.
Okay, I'll start at verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, "Bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings." And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Samuel said, "Because I saw the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together in Michmash, therefore said I, the Philistines will come now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering."
He forced himself. He forced himself to do something he wasn't supposed to do. He was not supposed to offer this. He should have waited on Samuel. No sooner that he offered this sacrifice, Samuel came. Now, let's see what's going to happen to him because of it. 13.
And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established the kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord has commanded thee."
So he lost his kingship. He pronounced that he would not be able to continue. And God was going to establish him, but now he couldn't. And if you know the rest of the story, God gave him another commandment, and he didn't do what God wanted him to do, and God just withdrew from him. So we want to be where we can wait on the Lord. Let's go to Psalms 37:7. If we wait on the Lord, we're going to get blessings. He's going to bless us. Sometimes things look real dark, and when they do, it seems like I can't wait on the Lord. The Lord is taking a long time. Even when we were reading this morning about, in our Sunday school, about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and Lazarus had died, they had sent for Jesus to come. They told him, he whom you love is sick. But then Jesus tarried, and he didn't come. And when he didn't come, then Lazarus died. And when Jesus got there, they said, if you had been here, my brother had not died. But see, God had a plan. And he had a plan to raise him from the dead. And so, but he had to tarry. He tarried and he waited. And though they couldn't, it was like, you got to come now because he's going to die. And he did die. But it was, God had something better in store for him. Sometimes when we wait on the Lord, it may seem like everything is going bad, but do you know God has something in store for us? When we wait on the Lord, there's blessings that's going to come our way. Did you get that? Psalm 37:7.
Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass.
Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't fret. Maybe it looks like somebody is, for instance, I'll just give this an example. Suppose I decided I wanted to buy a house. I want to buy a new house. And I wait on the Lord to work things out. And it looked like it's not working. It looked like I'm not. But you know what? The Lord may have something better. Maybe that house may have a problem that I don't know of. And so if we learn to wait on him, he will work out the best for us. Psalms 69:6.
Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel.
See, if we wait on the Lord, he's not going to let us be ashamed. He's going to work out things so, and we'll have something to rejoice in. Sometimes it looks like, well, I tried this job and I couldn't get it. It didn't work out. But if I wait on the Lord, then he will give me what I need. The job I need, the house I need, the things I need, the finances I need. He knows what we have need of, whatever it is. But he wants us to wait on him. And sometimes he tries us. He allows these things to happen for a reason. And in our waiting on the Lord, that scripture says, he that waiteth on the Lord shall renew his strength. He's going to strengthen us and make us strong if we can but wait on him. Psalms 52:9.
I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, what is good before thy sight. All right.
I don't know. I'm not there. But we can wait on the Lord. In that, we can just be encouraged by waiting on the Lord. Micah 7:7.
Micah 7:7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
Isn't that encouraging? My God will hear me. Yes, things are not going what I want them to, when I want it to, but I will wait on him. My God will hear you. You know, when we get wait on the Lord, he gives us hope. And we can use his word. His word is our comfort. So we go to the Word of God. Maybe we have something that we really want Him to work out for us. If we wait on Him and go to His Word, He's going to give us hope, just like He did for me today when it seemed like I was bombarded with discouraging thoughts. But He gave me the encouragement. Go to the Word of God. Read His Word. Depend on it. Stand on it. I was asking Bertha yesterday, we were talking about what is the Christian's foundation. And she said, the Word of God. And if so, God will give us through His Word that we can stand on it, can't we? We can be encouraged by it. Go to Psalms 130 and 5.
Psalms 130 and 5. I will wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His Word do I hope.
Did you hear that? If I wait on the Lord, I can go to His Word, and I can have hope. You know, when we are having problems, sometimes everything looks dark and doesn't look like much hope. But you know, we can have hope through God's Word. But we need to wait on Him and read His Word and stand on His Word. And it gives us hope. And I was in the darkest night, in the middle of the night, when everything, sometime when you wake up in the night and you can't hardly go back to sleep for thinking of this problem or that problem. But get the Word of God out and read it. There's hope there. Psalms 31 and 24 says, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. So it takes courage sometimes to wait on the Lord. We have to just not feel like we can't do it. I can't do it. I can't wait. This is not working. I'm going to lose everything. No, calm down and wait on the Lord. He's going to give you strength, and He's going to give you hope. One of my favorite scripture is Psalms 27. That I call my life scripture. And in 13, I want to read 12 and 13. It says, deliver me, teach me, I'm going to 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And He said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Isn't that comforting that when we wait on the Lord, He's going to give us strength? We don't need to fret and feel like things are not going, we're going to go under. We're not going under. I remember a sister in Miami, Sister Georgette, she was singing that song about, I'm not going under. And we're not. It might look like it, but if we just calmly wait on Him, we will not go under. He is going to take care of us. Let's go now to Psalms 33 and 20. So when we wait on Him, He gives us strength. We'll get strong in the Lord. You want to get strong in the Lord? If you give your heart to God, He wants you to be strong. He doesn't want us to be weak. We don't have to be weaklings. We can be strong in Him. But we have to depend on Him, not in our own strength. Psalms 33 and 20.
Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.
He is our help and our shield. So hopefully after we leave here today, we'll have be encouraged to wait on the Lord and know that he's going to strengthen us and he's going to be our shield when things go bad. We don't have to fight our own battles. Let's let the Lord fight them for us. Psalms 25 and 3, he shall fight for us and we shall hold our peace. There's one scripture that says something like that. It says, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. If we are living for God, we will not be ashamed. He will take care of us and bless us in such a way that we don't have to come out. We'll come out winners. We'll come out with the victory. Show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. All the day. So, see, when you prayed and you gave your heart to God, you have a defense. We have a defense. When we live for God, we repent of our sins, ask him to forgive us our sins, and ask him to come into our heart, he is our defense. We don't have to do it. We can just put up our swords, put up our boxing gloves, put up our ways of fighting. Sometimes people can fight with their words, can't they? But we don't have to, because we can trust in the Lord. If we remember Jesus, there were times when he wouldn't say a word. They'd ask him, and he said not a word. Sometimes the Lord wants us just to close our mouth and be quiet and let him work out things for us. And then verse 22 in that same chapter says, redeem Israel, O God, out of all his trouble. God will redeem us. He will take care of us. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. Psalms 59 and 9. Sometimes people say, you know, I'm not letting nobody walk over me. I am going to fight for me. But you know, we don't have to. We can let the Lord do the fighting.
Because of his strength, will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense.
God is my defense. So we don't have to feel like we're going to go under when we're dependent on the Lord. He's going to be our defense. So in the end, when we've done all our waiting on the Lord and trusting in him and letting him fight our battles for us, we're going to be victorious. We want to go back to Psalms 40, and we're going to read 28, 29, 30, and 31 again. Not Psalms, Isaiah, I'm sorry. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord, upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. They're going to mount up with wings as eagles. They're going to fly over all of those problems. Look like somebody is going to destroy me. No. If I wait on the Lord and if I depend on the Lord, he's going to give me the ability to fly up over the problems. The eagles, I don't know a lot about eagles, but what I hear, they fly, what, is it into the storm or above the storm?
They fly high.
Yeah, and we will too, if we wait on the Lord. Isaiah 25:9.
And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our Lord. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
We are going to have the victory if we wait on the Lord. Pray for me.